Super Bowl advertising. We all talk about it. I don't know what it is today versus 10 or 15 years ago, and you get a chance to see a lot of the commercials ahead of the game, but there's a great website called spotbowl.com, and you literally can vote on your favorite and least favorite Super Bowl ads, and it's our great pleasure to welcome to the program one of the founders there, David Schaffner. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, so tell me what the idea was about the creation of spotbowl.com.
Well, you know, we're an advertising agency here in Pennsylvania called Pavone, and yeah, 15 years ago we were sitting around a conference room table trying to figure out how we could be a part of the advertising industry's biggest day, the Super Bowl, and we came up with this idea for Spot Bowl, and it truly is America's Super Bowl commercial poll. We get votes from all across the country, and like you mentioned there, the pregame voting is already underway.
All right, so what's leading the way so far, and what are your your recommendations for best spots to look for during the game this Sunday?
Yeah, we're tracking about 20 pre-releases. About almost half of the ads, or about a third of the ads that we're going to see on Sunday, have been pre-released. We're tracking the votes on those. And right now, the early leader, and it's not a surprise, is M&M's. They've got a very funny spot with Christina Applegate as a frustrated driver, some guests in the back seat who aren't quite listening to what she has to say. And you know, M&M's had a tough road this year. They had to top last year's effort, which was Danny DeVito as a human M&M. So, but I think they come close with this one.
All right, and as always, celebrities are all over these spots. I thought the Amazon spot with Harrison Ford and Forrest Whitaker and different folks was pretty entertaining.
It was, and yeah, the celebs in this year's game, we have about 17 ads. Currently with a celebrity in them, and some of those ads have not just one celebrity or two. You mentioned the Amazon spot. That's a 90-second ad with about seven different celebrities. But let me tell you, there's a dog in that spot that steals the show.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, you can go to spotbowl.com and vote for your favorite and least favorites. All right, so is everybody keeping it light and fun? Are there a lot of causes? You know, the NFL sort of had been wrapped in all of this over the last couple of years. Or is everybody kind of taking the tone of, hey, it's the Super Bowl, it's not really a time to make a statement?
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the things we're watching pretty closely here at Pavone and Spot Bowl is, you know, the last couple of years have seen a lot of political ads, which regardless of which side you're on, I think everyone would agree is we'd like to see less of that. And this year, yeah, we will see far, far fewer political ads or ads that tackle, you know, sort of heavy topics. The predominant theme in this year's lineup is humor, and I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, what did I read? Is it Verizon I was seeing during some of the AFC and NFC Championship game where they're honoring first responders by talking about the NFL players and coaches that wouldn't be here without them?
Yeah, they do have that campaign, you know, I mean, as far as weighty topics, that's about as heavy as it gets, right?
But those are all positive stories.
That's something we can all agree on, right? Yeah. I mean, that's just a great ad. Same thing with Anheuser-Busch. They've got the Clydesdales this year, but their ad is about wind power. So, I mean, there's not many polarizing topics.
No,
I'll say that.
Not preachy. All right, so you got about I know that the prices have stalled a little bit after relentless increases over the last number of years. The big question is this a vanity buy or is it really worth $5 million for a Super Bowl commercial?
Well, that is the big question, and it's $5.2 million this year, up slightly from last year. That's just 30 seconds. Some of these ads are 60s and 90s. But, yeah, by and large, it is worth it, right? And when you have 100 to 110 million people watching the most-watched TV event of the year, and not just watching the game, they're watching the ads. It's the only TV event where Americans don't go to the bathroom during the ads. We're laser-focused on them before, after the game, during the game. So, yeah, it really does become a good investment.
Okay, and you're in this business, so this is a question I have about, you know, the different formats and the different platforms, you know, because you talk about watching the game and leaving during the commercial breaks. I mean, this game is now transferring to your iPad, to your phone, to your TV. I mean, people are connected. Are they seeing the same ads digitally that they'll see through terrestrial broadcast?
For the most part, yeah. Yeah, these ads are going to be running because the game does get watched on so many different platforms. These ads will run on those platforms and be seen by, you know, worldwide, really. I mean,
yeah.
That 110 million is just the U.S. audience. The NFL in the past has estimated as many as 500 million globally watching.
Is this the last American kind of must-see live TV event? It seems like the last one standing.
It might be. And, you know, sports in general is like that, but the Super Bowl is sort of an unofficial national holiday.
All right. Well, listen, great stuff. The website's fun, spotbowl.com, and voting is underway now. When does it close?
Polls close on Monday at noon. And new this year, if you have an Alexa device, you can vote with Alexa.
All right, great stuff. We really appreciate it. David, thank you very much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.